In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as sometimes happens, the sermon I wrote a few days ago no longer speaks to the reality of today, this Sunday, this first Sunday of Advent, this beginning of New Year as Christians. I wrote then about how we were now all together at one service, some outdoors here at St. Francis and some at home online, all participating in the same service at the same time in this beautiful place through our ability to live stream the outdoor service to the rest of you. And that's why I exclaimed, "This Sunday is different from all other Sundays." And I went on and on about how important it is to be together and not to forget that we worship as a community. Well, here we are, not outside, once again coming to you all through the camera. Not so different. And as hard and disappointing as all this is, health and safety and life itself are our guiding principles. So my initial point in my sermon draft, however, still applies. We are indeed all together at one service, participating in the same service at the same time in sight of this beautiful place. And I will continue to go on and on about how important it is to be together, to hold ourselves together, and to not forget that we worship as a community. And so to that end, I ask you all to stop and be still, just for a moment. Maybe put down the coffee and focus your attention not on me up here on this screen, but first where you are right now. And see and feel the space around you, in your living room or wherever you are, and just be in and notice and feel the presence of you and where you are. That's it, just notice. And then maybe close your eyes, try to sense all the other households tuning in right now, those you know, those you miss, those you wish you knew better. And try to sense their presence. Just let your awareness expand beyond your physical space. Imagine each other, remember each other. Expanding your awareness like that is prayer. And it is one of the ways we hold this community together. I mean, if we believe that the power of God loves, incarnates, transforms, heals, and resurrects, then surely the power of God can help us imagine and embrace one another, hold us together online now, and even if you're watching this later. This is a God-powered opportunity for us to practice growing our hearts as we prepare and wait this Advent for the light of Christ to come into the world. And so as we go about doing the things we do this season, opening the Advent calendar windows, lighting candles with special prayers, and decorating our houses for Christmas, let us come together on Sundays, having imagined and remembered one another during the week. Now, of course, the most profound way we have of holding ourselves together has always been through worship. Now, this morning, you will notice that the service looks a little different. What you have in your hands is an Advent liturgy. The prayers are different. The order is a little different, but it is extraordinarily beautiful. And beauty is important to us. We Episcopalians are liturgical people. We have liturgy for everything. Now, some might think that liturgy just means the program or what's in the bulletin. But you and I know that liturgy means so much more than that. Liturgy is alive. It transcends. It is a living thing. It's how we pray. It's how we pray together. Without one another, praying together, it's not really liturgy. It's only some prayers with instructions written down. In the same way that a printed play that you read is not a play, but a blueprint. A play is a living thing, only alive when shared with others in time and space. The word liturgy comes from the Greek liturgia, or public service, which is usually translated as the work of the people. Liturgy is a public act. It's work. It's what the people say and do. Some of you know that I was planning to go on retreat for a week with a seminary friend to St. Benedict's Monastery in Snowmass, Colorado. Well, 3 days before I was to leave, the governor announced that all those traveling out of state should quarantine for 14 days upon their return. Well, it was hard, but I realized I had to cancel those plans. And I bring this up because my friend and I had already decided ahead of time that we would meditate twice a day, at 6 a.m. and at 4 p.m. So even though she was in Colorado and I went for a few days to Lake Arrowhead, we agreed to still meditate at those times, aware of one another, in essence, praying with one another. And it made a huge difference. Our awareness of one another as we prayed together across time zones connected us beyond our private selves. This beautiful liturgy that we begin today is how we reach out beyond our private selves to wherever people are, in their homes, online. And we do this by sharing deeply these words, not rushing over them or just getting the gist. We can't sing or process or kneel at the rail, but we can give our attention to and say together these words over and over and let them fill each of us as they need to. Already this morning we heard in the collect, Almighty God, give us grace to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Isn't that great? Put on the armor of light. Yes, Lord, we know that it's a metaphor to help us and fill us with your love and your light so that we can be that light in the world. But it's also okay if you, like me, want to take this image literally and see yourself stepping into some kind of light-powered suit of armor, helmet, visor, and all, that radiates in all directions like a lightsaber in Star Wars. Engage the words, enjoy the images, and let them mean something to you. Give me courage to serve you, Lord, in a Star Wars lightsaber suit of armor. Now, following this sermon, we will say together an approved affirmation of faith for Advent in place of the Nicene Creed. It is extraordinarily beautiful. And together, we need to give these words our full attention, as much attention as we would give our favorite movie or game or music that we play over and over and over. We need to make the effort to say these words together and let them in to move us and mean something to us. Listen. We believe in God who bends and kneels toward our world, drenching it with love, making it new with every breath. Isn't that amazing? A God who bends and kneels toward us, a God who drenches this world with love, a God who breathes new life every second of every day. Wow. This image of God, this language, when I will say it out loud with you in a few moments, helps me to love this God more fully with my whole heart. And it helps me to love you more deeply as well. Beautiful liturgy opens us up if we pay attention to it, and particularly when we say it together. I invite you to print out your bulletin that contains this Advent liturgy, this work of the people, this work of us, and keep it at your table or by your bed, or maybe just cut out a sentence or two and tack it up on the mirror in the bathroom or on the door so you can see it as you leave the house or on the visor of your car. And I urge you to make the effort to pray it often, silently or aloud, sensing that someone else is praying it with you, praying to the God of us all, the God who bends and kneels toward this beautiful St. Francis community, the God who drenches us with love and breathes life into us every second of every day. You heard from the Spalding family that the first candle of Advent is the candle of hope. In Advent, which means arrival, we are to wait with hope for the arrival of the light of Christ, for the light of new consciousness and new life. As we put on the armor of light, may we see beyond our solo selves and make the effort to see ourselves in and among one another, in their homes, tuning in, those we know, those we miss, and those we may not know as well as we meant to. This beautiful Advent liturgy is a gift to keep us together, to keep us awake and connected in anticipation of all that is to come for our beloved community. These words are a way we have been given to share boldly with one another our faith, our hope, and our love. Pray with me as I will be praying with you this gift of the liturgy of Advent.